At 9 a.m., the phone woke him. It was Harry Rex. "Wake your ass up, boy," he growled. "How was the trip?" Ray swung to the edge of his bed and tried to open his eyes. "Wonderful," he grunted. "I talked to a realtor yesterday, Baxter Redd, one of the better ones in town. We walked around the place, kicked the tires, you know. What a mess. Anyway, he wants to stick to the appraised value, $400,000, and he thinks we can get at least $250,000. He gets the usual 6%. You there?" "Yeah." "Then say something, okay?" "Keep going." "He agrees we need to spend some dough to fix it up. A little paint, a little floor wax. A good bonfire would help. He recommended a cleaning service." "You there?" "Yes." Harry Rex had been up for hours, no doubt refueled with another feast of pancakes, biscuits, and sausage. "Anyway, I've already hired a painter and a roofer. We'll need an infusion of capital pretty soon." "I'll be back in 2 weeks, Harry Rex. Can it wait?"
"Sure." "You hung over?"
"No, just tired." "Well, get your ass in gear. It's after 9 there." "Thanks." "Speaking of hangovers," he said, his voice suddenly lower, his words softer. "Forrest called me last night." Ray stood and arched his back. "This can't be good," he said. "No, it's not. He's tanked. Couldn't tell if it was booze or drugs, probably both. Whatever he's on, there's plenty of it. He was so mellow I thought he was falling asleep. Then he'd fire up and cuss me." "What did he want?"
"Money.
Not now, he says. Claims he's not broke. But he's concerned about the house and the estate and wants to make sure you don't screw him."
"Screw him?"
"He was bomb, Ray, so you can't hold it against him. But he said some pretty bad things."
"I'm listening."
"I'm telling you so you'll know, but please don't get upset. I doubt he'll remember it this morning."
"Go ahead, Harry Rex."
"He said the judge always favored you, and that's why he made you the executor of his estate, that you've always gotten more out of the old man, that it's my job to watch you and protect his interests in the estate, because you'll try to screw him out of the money, and so on."
"That didn't take long, did it? We've hardly got him in the ground."
"No, I'm not surprised. Keep your guard up. He's on a binge and he might call you with the same crap."
"I've heard it before, Harry Rex. His problems are not his fault. Somebody's always out to get him.
Typical addict. He thinks the house is worth $1 million and said it's my job to get that much for it. Otherwise, he might have to hire his own lawyer, blah, blah, blah. It didn't bother me. Again, he was blitzed."
"He's pitiful."
"He is indeed, but he'll bottom out and sober up in a week or so. Then I'll cuss him. We'll be fine."
"Sorry, Harry Rex."
"It's part of my job. Just one of the joys of practicing law."
Ray fixed a pot of coffee, a strong Italian blend he was quite attached to, and had missed sorely in Clanton. The first cup was almost gone before his brain woke up. Any trouble with Forrest would run its course. In spite of his many problems, he was basically harmless. Harry Rex would handle the estate, and there would be an equal division of everything left over. In a year or so, Forrest would get a check for more money than he had ever seen. The image of a cleaning service turned loose at Maple Run bothered him for a while. He could see a dozen women buzzing around like ants, happy with so much to clean. What if they stumbled upon another treasure trove, fiendishly left behind by the judge? Mattresses stuffed with cash, closets filled with loot. But it wasn't possible. Ray had pored over every inch of the house. You find $3 million tucked away, and you get motivated to pry under every board. He had even clawed his way through spider webs in the basement, a dungeon no cleaning lady would enter. He poured another cup of strong coffee and walked to his bedroom, where he sat in a chair and stared at the piles of cash. Now what? Through the blur of the last 4 days, he had concentrated only on getting the money to the spot where it was now located. Now he had to plan the next step, and he had very few ideas. It had to be hidden and protected. He knew that much for sure.